Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. That is Ace Cosby over there running the controls today.
Time to rock.
Thank you very much, Ace. At the so-called sports desk, it's Chick McGee. That's Josh.
I have the answer to all your prayers, Tom.
Okay, just 1 second. Josh.
Let me just finish this bagel here.
6 minutes,
he's
24
seconds.
He's
having his banana peanut butter bagel.
Looks delightful. That's Christy Lee. I'm Tom. Thanks for joining us. Had we completed our sports?
You brought up, what was the new Guinness Book of World Records? Or was it just a world record? Or
it's
sanctioned by Guinness. Is that right?
It's the dog jumping over the leg world record.
Japanese circus performer and his dog broke the Guinness World Record for a dog jumping over a human's leg during a show in Hong Kong.
I'm just glad I was here to take part.
You know what? Me
37 times in 30 seconds.
37 times in 30.
Yep.
So I am. I have decided to play to my crowd here in the room. I have the Guinness Book of World Records. World records.
Oh.
What?
As of the 60th anniversary, this was 3 years ago. But I would think most of these still stand.
Oh, good. This is my favorite kind of story. Boring and timely.
Yes. And unprepared. And we have to wait for it to the next one to flash up on the computer.
How about this?
While there's an ad for...
Does anyone know who the world's wealthiest cat is?
Is it...
Garfield.
No. It's an actual real cat that was left money by its owner.
Oh, this isn't the one that has the weird grumpy face?
No, that's Grumpy Cat.
The one that goes meow, 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 meow.
In 1988, Blackie.
Yes.
Was left $12.5 million by its owner.
Wow.
There's your Guinness Book of World Records.
A man or a woman?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
The owner. The owner died.
I'm guessing cat lady. I'm
crazy cat lady.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I love cats, but I...
How about this?
This is ridiculous.
There could be crazy dog ladies.
Back in 1988, Suresh Joachim of Sri Lanka took the longest escalator ride.
Oh, Pete's sake.
This is something he loves.
No, wait a second.
Oh!
And he is interested. He's intrigued.
So is it the world's longest escalator?
Here's what it says. Suresh Joachim of Sri Lanka, longest escalator ride, which was 140 miles long at the Westfield Shopping Center in Burwood, New South Wales, Australia.
This is not what it sounds like.
He's just going up and down.
Yes.
Or
is it a 140-mile long escalator?
I think we know the answer.
Well, I can tell you where he didn't do it. There's a certain mall near here where they might as well just turn the one into a stairway because it's always broken.
Yes.
How dare you? That's a wonderful mall.
Well, could they fix
the
escalator,
please? But thankfully, it's typically the down staircase, which is the
easier of the two. Yeah. Then they block it off so you can't even use it. Because wouldn't you think that a not working escalator would be a
stairs?
Stairway?
Yeah.
How about this?
Apparently, there's an ugly truth to why they don't do that I'm not going to share with you.
Right. What do you?
Oh, yes, there is.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, when they go, it's
How
real
about this?
Bad.
Don't you wonder what the record is for a parrot removing keys from a key ring?
You know something? That one I don't care about.
What?
I do. I must know.
Smudge.
Yeah.
The parrot
yes.
slipped off 10 keys off a key ring in under 2 minutes in 2009. Oh, I'm sorry. He got all the way up to 22 keys. In 2001, he took off 10. In 2009, he took off 22.
Without breaking a nail.
And
that's
sometimes
amazing.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
That's no escalator ride. I mean, well, come on.
How about in 2004, a guy by the name of Chad Fell blew the largest bubblegum bubble ever?
Oh, okay. I didn't know where that story was going.
I thought it was going to involve the guy in the escalator.
20
inches. In the middle of the night, things got a little dull. I'll meet you at the top again.
How about this?
Because we're going to go down together.
Most toilet seats broken by a guy's head in 1 minute.
Anybody,
toilet seats. Anybody
ever,
a hole in
anybody
it.
Ever break a toilet seat?
It was broken by
sitting counts.
Oh,
yes, I have.
You're being mean now.
So this guy.
wait a second.
This has been.
Oh, sorry. This is not.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. Broke a toilet seat once. Humbling moment. And painful, because when it cracks, it then pinches your butt cheek.
And then if you try to get up, it only...
It pinches it further. Yeah, exactly.
It pinches it harder.
So it's a catch-22.
Yeah.
Literally, you sacrifice your sack to free yourself, or you call 911.
Slam down on it to break it completely so it will release its grip.
Yes.
Kevin Shelley set the record for most toilet seats broken by his head. In 1 minute, he broke 46.
Kevin Blumpkin Shelley.
True. In
getting Cologne, back to the earlier story.
Cologne, Germany in 2008.
The head. When you say head on a toilet, it's it's Blumpkin time.
You want to know the record for the...
It's Blumpkin time.
Record for the heaviest onion?
The heaviest onion? Can we guess?
Sure, go ahead.
Heaviest onion.
It's 2011. Heaviest onion at the Harrogate Autumn Flower Show in Northern England.
13 pounds.
Oh, wow. That much?
Go ahead.
I'll say 10 pounds.
I was going to go with 6.
Ace?
12.
The answer is?
17 pounds, 15
yes.
and a half ounces.
Closest without going over.
That's right.
Nice. Very good.
17 pounds. What do you think of that?
That's exciting.
That's a lot of onion.
Now, can
what
we
kind
get
of
pe-
onion was it?
Big
Vidalia.
You love a good Vidalia onion?
Did you ever hear the album Live at the Purple Onion?
Nope.
The Smothers Brothers?
Never heard it.
Oh, it's great, great record. Here is
it was just released last week.
Here is our tribute to the Parrot. I think you'll enjoy this.
All right, this magician, he gets his job on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working his cruise ship, and he does his act every night. In the front row is the captain of the ship with a parrot on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So every night he does his act. Well, by the third night, the parrot starts figuring out this magician's act.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts heckling the magician, and, you know, it's in his sleeve. It's under his hat. His assistant has it. So that night, they hit an iceberg, and the ship goes down. The magician wakes up floating on a piece of driftwood, and the parrot is sitting on the end of the driftwood, and they stare at each other for 2 days and don't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
They just look at each other all mad. Finally, the bird goes, I give. Where's the boat?
Classic John Fox and the Parrot. Coming up,
what's the record for the world's largest collection of toothpaste tubes?
New or used?
Used. A collection of toothpaste tubes.
This Gleam.
Well, the tubes come...
What kind of a question is that, new or used? Mrs. Griswold, what kind of a question is that?
I thought a fair question.
Thank you.
I don't know what the issue is here.
I'd like to know that you had the world's wealthiest cat.
Yeah.
Blackie.
$12 million. Does it say what the cat bought? I mean, is it like a person...
I'm guessing cat toys catnip.
Did the cat go broke? Blew it all on yarn and catnip.
Yeah.
You know, they show him in a gutter, bloated, and his eyes all red from some drug.
What happened to when that cat died? What happened to all that money? Interesting.
You want to know the longest eyelashes on a dog?
You know something? I don't.
Okay.
I do.
You're lost.
If you want to find out why you should eat popcorn with chopsticks, that's up next. But first, this is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast, on great radio stations like this one. Thank you very much for joining us here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We'll go around the room this way. That is Ace Cosby.
Good day.
We're calling him the Iceman today because he brought in a cooler, transferred ice to it, then it was voted on as being so filthy we threw the ice away.
Hey, it made Twitter.
Really?
It's filthy. Looks like you dunked it at an oil change place. Is what it looks like.
Did they bring out the air filter and say, look at this thing? We have Chick McGee right there. That is comedian Jordan Rock. I can see him.
What's up? What's up, everyone?
Good to see you again, Jordan.
That's another comedian right there. That I can't believe it. It's Josh Arnold.
Yes.
And
what do you mean? He's here every day.
Yeah, but he's also wearing the comedian hat officially today.
Yeah, he's doing some live work at the famous comedy.
Yeah,
attic
I heard,
this weekend.
and you kind of ruined that for him. I guess
what
he's being
mean?
Heckled now.
What do you
is
mean?
What I with hello there.
Oh.
From the back of the room.
Okay, that's Christy. I'm Tom. We should explain
well done,
to our guest Jordan. Jordan, you're familiar with, of course, the vinyl revolution going on as we bring vinyl back to...
Oh, you bring a vinyl back right now?
Yeah, of course. Now, as you can see behind me, I have...
Just you.
You and Urban Outfitters, they're bringing it back right now. They have a lot of
that's
it.
Right.
Yep.
And Urban is the key.
Ruin my kids, yeah.
Urban is the key to me. I'm trying to educate myself in the urban patois, if you will.
Yeah, you're retro right now.
Yeah. So as you can see behind me, I have some vinyl here. Rather than music on vinyl, which is, you know... Come on, seriously? All the pops and the who needs that? I have comedy on vinyl. Behind me, I have the classic album Hello Dare with Marty Allen and Steve Rossi. And then One More Time, Hello Dare with Marty Allen and Steve Rossi. Now, sadly, Mr. Allen died earlier this year. And
both of them are
dead. He'll be remembered forever for this great phrase.
Hello Dare!
So I guess my question is, Jordan Rock, do you have a phrase? Do you have a go-to?
You know what I think my go-to phrase is? It's just me saying, I'm trying to get my life together. I'm just trying to get my life together. That's my crutch.
I like that.
I tell a joke, and then I'm like, I'm just trying to get my life together.
See, I like that one.
It's my everyday. What are you trying to do? I'm just trying to get my life together. That's just like a broad span of like...
I can cut yours.
Yeah, I can go to any topic after that.
Yeah, it's a good through line for
Yep.
For everybody. Yeah, good.
So how's that going, getting
your life
together?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too.
I mean, it's you know, I'm working.
Okay.
I'm working. I don't want to say anything crazy. I'm staying off the streets.
You're getting your life together.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's what we're here for.
What's the end game? What does your life look like when it's together?
I'm going to just try to have as least baby mamas as I can.
Okay,
you know?
That's a good goal.
Hey, did you tell him? Okay. You told him baby mama thing, no baby mama stuff? Okay, good.
Okay, I can't say that?
You can say that.
Okay.
How many you got?
Of zero right now. I'm trying to keep it to two.
How many you got?
Three. It's a long story.
See, but I'm saying, like, that's kind of legendary. I mean.
Chick, how you doing?
Did you really do the road if you only have one?
I don't have any baby mamas. They were all married to me.
But they're still baby mamas.
They're still baby mamas.
Wow.
Baby mothers.
No, I thought baby mama was not married.
No, you have two.
Depend on your... Okay, I mean, fully aware of the.
I mean, it depends. It depends.
Okay.
How it depends on what subculture you live in.
See, that's the you got to get down with me in the street, chick.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, please.
My man, 50 grand.
Okay. And the embarrassment continues.
My Wody. I like how you look like now. Can you tell me what Wody means?
Tom is so woke, aren't you, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Awakened is the word I prefer. We're hanging out with Jordan Rock. I want to move on here quickly because we got some news stories. You got to get it from Christy Lee. Christy, what's happening over
there? A man in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, ordered some fast food to be delivered by Uber Eats. Great service. But when it arrived at his house cold, he called 911 and told the police to meet him at the fast food chain.
Idiot.
It wasn't clear whether the restaurant or food delivery service was to blame for the not-so-fast food. The unsatisfied
customer.
You can't
blame the restaurant.
Every time I've gotten Uber Eats, man, the food has been hot. So
I kind of understand them. I kind of get it.
I love them all. Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash. I love them all.
There's more to this story because I looked it up and there's a picture of this guy.
Yes?
The unsatisfied customer can be seen in photos of the incident. This is what's pissed Tom off, wearing a fedora.
Douche.
Immediately. He's sporting a fedora.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're correct.
No.
But he also, so this guy calls 911.
Like a man in a hat?
He gets his food.
You
cold.
Like a man in a hat.
Why not?
Hold up. Well, have you seen this guy? Oh,
no,
come on.
I haven't
you
seen
wouldn't
him.
Go out with this guy if he was the last man on
like
earth.
Like Ducky, Pretty in Pink.
Sure,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
So this guy calls the cops and then agrees to meet them at the fast food place so he can start bitching about it.
See, you guys are really, we're really just jumping in. We don't have all context here. We don't know his relationship with Uber Eats and that establishment.
That's true.
Because I've had beef with Domino's for numerous years. Me and Domino's have had a lot of beef. A lot of me calling the restaurant, them hanging up on me while waiting for my food, too. So I can...
They recognize
him.
Your voice. Uh-oh.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
Man, can you believe this dick went and tied up all these natural resources over some code nuggets and fries?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. You shouldn't call 911. That's for emergencies.
Hell, I was raised on lukewarm nuggets and floor mat fries. I swear to God. And like you, Tom, as soon as I seen a picture of this dick wearing a fedora, I knew he was a douche canoe from the start.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Never fails, just like him dicks wearing derbies. Unless your legal name is Rollo from Sanford and Son, take it off. I swear to God. I wish them cops would have hogtied Mr. Fedora the Explorer, then tased him until he sold his dumb dockers.
Uh-huh.
Then should have zapped him again with an extra 10,000 megawatts just for wearing a stupid-ass fedora in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put your fries in your short stick. One more zap should warm them up and add some chili. Swear to God.
Oh. It's just a hat.
Well, I ain't never met one person, Christy, who was wearing a fedora that I could stand.
All right.
Think about it. Unless you're a news reporter from the Great Depression or can moonwalk while singing about Billie Jean, you don't need a damn fedora.
Okay.
Fedoras are like them big beacons and lighthouses, all the while shouting, "I'm an ice bag. Come over here." I'll say it like this. If I was at that McDonald's with Lil Whippy and this guy started going off on people, I'd have thrown him in a rear naked choke.
Really?
And made him apologize in regular and Spanish right before I put him to sleep.
Really?
I swear to God. I ain't kidding. I'd supersize this dude's ass-whipping right there in the lobby, free of charge, and turn his two-piece tank top into a nine-piece, make him look like he's wearing a grass skirt around his neck. A guy's Happy Meal surprise to be waking up at the dumpster the next day with two black eyes and a fedora full of migraine. I swear to God, all courtesy of Donnie Baker, the idiot tamer. I gotta go.
Thanks.
Bye, Donnie.
It was very helpful.
He is very upset by a man in a hat, too,
if you
apparently.
If you were driving food around,
yes.
What's the rule? How many? Now, as a dad, I know how many fries I can take while driving food.
How many?
Oh, without causing suspicion?
Yeah, you can get away with taking at least a quarter of the fries, I think, especially if they really load them up.
A quarter?
That's a lot.
That's too many.
Hey, I'm paying for the gas and driving.
Why don't you just get an extra order of fries?
Yeah.
Well, there's a psychological issue with that, I'm sure.
Because those fries don't have calories. The ones that you buy do.
Exactly.
Yep.
How did you know?
Because I know.
That's exactly true. What's your rule on that?
Oh, I only eat the ones that are loose in the bag.
Mm. Yeah, those are absolutely fair.
Now, Josh, how many days in the car can you go eating a fry after it's you discover?
Come on, man!
While cleaning, while vacuuming the car.
No one does that.
You see, Jordan, I'm a large man, and Tom likes to muse that I'll eat pretty much anything.
Yeah. For food.
What do you want to hear, Tom? 14 days? Is that what you want to hear?
So 3 weeks, somewhere in there.
What is your rule?
I think Josh is finally broken.
Oh, how about this? What if you're at a different fast food place and there is an onion ring in your fries?
A fan of that,
Me too.
You go buy lottery tickets.
Always a nice surprise, right?
Oh, isn't that
why doesn't McDonald's have onion rings?
God, I love onion rings.
That's a mystery we need solved.
We don't need anything. They don't need anything stepping on their fries.
Yeah.
The fries are supreme.
You know, that's
exactly.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Yep. Fries are the best.
A guy with a Rolls Royce doesn't go, gee, I wish I had a Bentley.
But you can you imagine how good their onion rings would be and how good their fries are?
Yeah. I'd like them to keep folks. They got the fry thing down. That's enough for me.
Okay.
Let them focus. You see, last time they tried to bring wings in. Remember they tried to bring
the
wings
right.
in? That did not last long.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
Very good. Okay. Well, so you're using the Uber Eats on occasion, are you?
Yeah.
Like that? And they keep it hot?
Yes.
Okay. Now how about
the other services?
I don't know what Uber Eats y'all are using. These people here must really care about their job.
They've been great.
Do you live in Los Angeles?
I live in L.A.
DoorDash.
Well, the traffic there, you can never count.
Nah, people are getting Uber Eats accounts just for the free meals. You can steal about two meals on Uber Eats before they suspend.
How many pepperonis do you think they take off the top of those pizzas when they bring them?
First off, I would never get pizza delivered via Uber
That's
Eats
ridiculous.
Because the pizza companies do it themselves.
Oh, well, I guess it's just me.
And there's a Domino's tracker, too. They have everything. There's a tracker for everything.
But Josh and I ordered Uber Eats one afternoon. Remember this?
Yeah, that turned into a debacle, but that was it seemed more the restaurant's issue.
Yeah, like a four-hour ordeal. The DoorDash and Grubhub, those apps, I use those all the time. They're great.
My 20-year-old's an expert on this subject.
Wouldn't it be great
I pay the bill
to do a candid camera bit where you have a pizza driver that shows up with clearly with pizza sauce on their face and there's a slice missing. And the guy acts
Isn't there
really,
a commercial
really
about people going in and asking for a piece of pizza and the guy takes a bite and then gives them the piece he took a bite out of? And it's something about investment company and that's how they take their commission or something.
Hmm. No, I haven't seen that one, but I know that... I have the classic story about when in the early days of Dairy Queen, they would just scoop the ice cream out.
I don't believe this.
This is so bold.
Jordan, listen to this. The craziest person you'll meet ever.
Because I love it when Dairy Queen, you know, they take the blizzards and they turn them upside down.
Right.
Sure.
And that's they have to do that.
Asking for trouble.
No.
Well, now they only do one per car. Did you notice that? They have the sign saying we only do one per car.
You know, come on. It's hard enough working at Dairy Queen. You don't have to do every one.
Well, they used to do every one.
Well, they had an efficiency expert come in and go, look, you know, we could shorten this line by an hour.
Yeah.
If we didn't make this poor kid working for minimum wage have to do it for every. But it's a nice part of the show. But back in the day before they had the soft ice cream, you just put it in your mouth like, whoop, and did a little spin, and there's the twist, O'Turl.
Oh, boy.
Are you serious?
No.
It's a lie. Of course you're not serious.
What you've just
I don't know. I don't know.
That's impossible because wouldn't it melt with being in your mouth? How do you get the curly cue on the top?
It would probably pass along some germs, so that never happened. The important thing is this is leading us to a very interesting topic in science involving why you should eat popcorn with chopsticks. Christy?
Oh, I got to find that story. Here we go. Researchers have found that unconventional ways of eating, like eating popcorn with chopsticks, like Tom said, changes the eating experience and gives the impression the food's being tasted for the first time. This is the most ridiculous waste of time ever.
It's from The Ohio State University.
Doesn't matter where it's from. They have to get grants just like anybody else. But
no, it's about the experience of food instead of it just being... the same old thing. If food is served on nice plates with a nice presentation, it makes the whole experience better. Similarly, the point this doctor is saying is that if you eat popcorn with chopsticks, it's a whole different experience. So you'll taste it in a different way.
I just think he's setting us up for $20 bags of popcorn. Just, we're going to go to the movie theater. Yeah. They're going to hand you chopsticks.
I'm sorry, sir. The chopsticks are $9.
Exactly.
We don't allow outside chopsticks.
If you went to a movie theater and somebody pulled out chopsticks to eat their popcorn, would you just knock them out of their hands?
Now imagine if you walk into a place where they only eat popcorn with chopsticks and you're the savage who's about to dump your hand. You'll be there like, I guess I need these chopsticks right now. I'm not going to get caught dead putting my fingers in here around all these people.
Let me put it in a different terms.
Okay.
Josh,
yeah.
Would you enjoy your popcorn even more if you were eating it off, say, the undulating naked breasts of Kate Upton?
No, the popcorn would just be in the way at that point.
Okay, what would you be doing?
I would.
What kind of question is that?
Hey, he said, changing the subject.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Onion rings at McDonald's are available in the United Kingdom, Hong Kong, and Malaysia. What do you think of that?
Really?
What do you think of that?
Well, get in the plane and go try them.
Yeah.
No, this is making a very good point about the presentation of food and taking it. If you had to go out and raise the corn.
It's usually grow. I don't know the last time you raised corn, but
we don't mind that you're this crazy around us. But when we have a guest in, can you turn it down a notch?
Well, you know, just saying. I think it's a really important point. Presentation is a lot.
Sure.
How much of your food are you growing at home there?
Pardon me?
You don't have a tomato plant or anything?
Don't have any.
No, I have some nice flowers. Ah. No vegetables, really.
No vegetables, no herbs.
I think it's fascinating, and I think we should all think about how we eat our food. And I mean, the whole point of chopsticks, I think it's probably very healthy because it slows down the whole process of eating.
Sure.
I mean, chopsticks, they say that chopsticks, in Asian culture, they eat chopstick because energy, it still holds energy. That's what they say. That's why they eat raw food, the chopstick and everything. They say like it keeps the energy. That's why they eat a lot of raw fish because by the way, a lot of raw fish because it just has.
I have some questions for you now that raw feed thing came out.
But no, they say it holds the energy. So yeah.
Did you see the story a couple days ago about that We had this story like a year ago. First, there's some kind of weird fish, and people would put their feet in this it was like some kind of a pedicure thing. And
oh, right, yeah.
These fish would eat the dead tissue off.
Yeah,
their
they're
feet.
Like little minnows. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some lady was doing this, and her nails all curled off a month later, and she has some horrible infection.
Yeah.
So that's no longer happening.
Yeah, it's illegal in a lot of states.
Yeah, with good reason. Yes. But it's one of those tree hugging. You know, steam your vagina. What's her name? Goop. What's that lady's name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Alternative medicine morons.
You really just can't let any fish clean your feet, you know? Like, even if it's available, you got to kind of look at the place's Yelp reviews. You got to see how often they clean the fish's water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Think about that. Stick your feet in this bowl full of fish. And
like, you don't want to do it at the end of the day, probably.
Right.
Probably
right.
Had that water sitting there all day. Dead skin
it's like
all
ordering
day.
Shrimp on a Monday. You know, you're going to get you don't want the Monday fish feet. That's a bad idea. Anyway, eat your popcorn with some chopsticks just to learn something, I think. That's what the message is there. Appreciate your food. Man, don't you like eating food on a nice plate?
Of course I do.
If you bring a bag of food home, do you plate it and
yes,
sit down.
I do.
Calm down.
And then people make fun of me.
Say grace and come.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You'll plate your fast food?
Yes.
I do.
That's idiotic.
I thought I was the only one over here like that.
One of the reasons to get fast food is to not dirty any dishes.
Yeah, you just eat it out of the bag. That's why they come in sandwiches, come in wrappers.
Right.
I hate eating
food. And then you pour the ketchup on the wrapper.
Yes.
So I hate eating food out of styrofoam.
What if you eat what if you order Chinese food? Do you eat it right out of the container?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, most of the time it's right out of the carton.
Unless I plan on saving it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Christy. You have become him.
No,
it's over. No. Give it up. Embrace it. Go.
Don't you
with
like
it.
To have a little moment and then you go around the table and ask what the highlight of your day was?
We do that.
What is this love you're talking about?
We, we always say, "What was the best part of your day?" Oh yeah.
Did you do anything nice for someone? Did you do anything mean? Of course,
I don't do that.
Well, on the other side, there's somebody in your house going, "Well, I gotta go eat. Okay, gotta come up with a moment. Hang on, give me a minute.
I prefer to eat my food. Shame, eat it over the sink and feel terrible about myself.
In my room and stay quiet. I'll have my pudding in my room.
Make fun if you will, but it causes conversation. It gets my kids off the phone. I like
slows
it.
Slows you down a little bit.
I know. I understand all that.
So that's like the whole process of saying grace and whatever your culture is. I think it's a great idea. Kind of, let's calm
down. Has it dawned on your oldest daughter she's 18 yet?
She's almost 20. She'll be 20 in a couple of months.
She doesn't have the Get Out t-shirt on? the I'm the hell out of here t-shirt. We're going to come right back. We're hanging out with the wonderful comedian Jordan Rock. And we'll find out what's going on with Jordan when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Coming to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on great radio stations like this one. We'll go around the room this way. That's Christy Lee, the lady of the house. I can see her from here.
Hi, Christy. Everybody.
That is Josh.
Hey.
Josh, by the way, live and in person tonight and tomorrow at the famous Comedy Attic. From Crackers, it's Jordan Rock, and then that's Chick McGee. Look at him over there. Looks like Ernest Hemingway. Looks like Ernest Hemingway.
You're out of your mind, okay? No, I do look like Ernest Hemingway, but you're out of your mind.
No, that's...
I have a gray beard.
Nothing to do with it.
I have chubby cheeks. That's just about it.
That's the legendary Ace Cosby on the board over there.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, that's my saying. You can't say that.
Time to rock, you jackass.
That's your saying is time to rock. I'm working on the Ace Cosby Time to Rock t-shirts. Our guest is Jordan Rock. I would think this would be the perfect time to say time to rock.
Time to rock.
Yeah, I was waiting for it, man. You're very selective with your words over there, man.
Thank you, Game Show. We appreciate it.
Okay, we call him Game Show because he talks like it's a game show.
All the time.
Now, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What's happening?
This story came in late yesterday as we were leaving, and I couldn't wait to do it today. Lions versus poacher, and this time, lions win. At least two suspected rhino poachers have been mauled to death and eaten by lions on a South African game preserve.
Whoops.
Rangers found the remains.
I don't think that's fair. I think the rhinos should have took them out.
This sounds like the worst episode of The Wild Thornberries. Yeah.
The one they didn't air, yeah.
Rangers found the remains of the suspected poachers in the Sibuya Preserve lion enclosure.
Sibuya!
You know, what's interesting is they don't know how many of them there were.
The preserve owner, Nick Fox, if you'd let me finish.
He said that?
No.
No, no, go ahead.
Said that, quote, there's not much left of the suspected poachers, so they're not sure if it's two or three poachers that were killed. Nine rhinos have been killed in Eastern Cape Province this year, more than 7,000 in the past decade in South Africa. And there, of course, has been a rise in poaching in recent years to feed growing demand for rhino horn of Asia.
I don't know if there are two or three poachers.
They found three pairs of shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I heard.
Did they find four shoes or six?
No, they said they found three pairs of shoes and a sock.
Oh, man.
It's, well, because, I mean, presumably the lions would carry them off into the bush.
Ah.
I read the whole article, and it said that they had to... they had to sedate a number of lions so they could get in to try to find the remains of the poachers.
Yikes.
They found all these poaching tools and rifles with mufflers on them, like car mufflers, I guess, or something.
Huh.
What?
Silencers.
Yeah. They also said they heard something. They also were like, yeah, we heard something, but we were like, yeah, the lion's just out there doing the thing, man.
Okay, speaking of poaching, do you have a... The hell? Oh. An eggs hierarchy?
Eggs hierarchy.
Poached?
Yes.
Number one for me?
Me too.
Over easy?
Yep.
Nope.
Omelet.
You don't like scrambled eggs?
Yeah, I'm a scrambled guy.
Don't like scrambled eggs. It's like eating air.
Over easy, scrambled poached.
Over easy, scrambled omelet.
Oh.
Huh?
Does omelet count?
Yeah.
Does that count? Does omelet
of course
count?
It counts.
Is it just scrambled?
It's the way an
but
egg
it's folded.
Prepared.
You know, it's
now,
not...
yes. Now you've got you're adding all kinds of stuff that we're
so
trying.
So now we have omelet hierarchies.
Okay, I don't like it with with poacher meat in it.
We're not.
We're talking about lions eating human beings.
Yeah, that's depressing.
It's horrible.
No, but what's depressing is the reason these morons are out there to kill these rhinos is because some rich idiot in China.
Hey, Josh.
That actually sounds like a pretty decent reason.
Rhino horn makes you horny.
Yeah, that's what they think.
That's what is the cause of, and the same thing with the elephants being killed.
Oh, it works.
It gets me real horny.
These cultures.
It's a horn anyway.
So the horns make you horny, is it?
Well, that's I think that's
the ground.
Translate into what Chinese and Vietnamese, those are the other countries where these rich idiots think this is going to give them a better erection.
I think that's the idea, yeah. I don't know if it's because of the horn pun.
The horn's pretty...
I imagine the horn pun. I wonder if that takes place in these other languages.
Do they grind it up or do they keep the horn intact and put it someplace?
No, they grind
it. Do you think they have a word for horny in China?
Yeah, they probably do, but I wonder if
it also
means
horny.
The point is, it's ridiculous that they think eating ground up rhino horn is going to give them a better erection.
No, these guys got exactly what they deserved.
Yeah.
I know, but it's not hasn't stopped. How many thousands of rhinos have been killed?
No,
7,000 and
so we need more lions.
Yeah,
and I have developed a theme song for this.
Oh, good.
Oh,
and here it is.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the
sorry.
I thought it was going to say the lion eats tonight. I kept waiting.
That's exactly the logic you're supposed to apply to that. I don't feel bad for these guys.
Nobody does.
But how do you change the culture where they think eating rhino horn is going to give you a better erection? What kind of education are they going to need to do that? I say that's right.
Viagra.
Put Viagra in the water.
What if it's the truth? Could be.
You're like, so what if the rhino horns do exactly what they say
that's
they do?
That's right. What if shark cartilage? Doesn't that help something?
No. Don't ever.
Shark cartilage, right? Shark fin soup, huh? Just right, cut the fins off, throw the rest of the shark back, right?
Oh, boy.
And cure polio by eating rattlesnake rattles. Okay, good to know. Welcome back.
I haven't heard that one.
Scientists have created 49 genetically identical dogs based on genes from the tiny chihuahua known as Miracle Millie.
Well, there's really no checking, is there?
So now Miracle Millie is the two-time world record holder.
All those chihuahuas look alike to me.
And why are they cloning dogs? I can't get enough the regular way.
Because they're planning on cloning us.
Yeah.
This is just practice.
The tiny dog, Miracle Millie, was born. She's so tiny, they want to know why she has survived and how they can duplicate her species. So,
did they unhook her barker?
They're trying to make Ant-Man right now.
Yeah. In 2012, Miracle Millie was awarded the Guinness World Record for smallest living dog, standing at 3.8 inches tall and weighing just over a pound.
Oh, holy cow.
Wow.
Wow, that's like the size of a mouse.
Yeah.
That's too small.
Her minuscule measurements have led to worldwide adoration. So researchers at a biotech research company in Seoul, South Korea, apparently approached the woman who owned the dog, and they have cloned the dog 49 times.
Nice. I actually want that dog now. That dog sounds fire.
Well, see, it's probably some rich guy in Asia that when he gets his rhino horn, also wants to have the world's smallest dog. These are the same guys that buy tigers and keep them. And
no, these are for women with purses. These are purse dogs. No,
or a restaurant in South
pocket
Korea.
Pocket dog,
that,
right?
That,
yeah.
That needs appetizers.
Pocket dog.
These are the buffalo wings.
That's
of,
right. Of the we have some delicious mini chihuahuas tonight on our.
Oh, they are so small.
I'm actually about to Google it right now.
You know they just never stop shivering. I bet they shiver.
I know. They're always cold.
You have to wrap them up all the time.
I'm freezing and terrified. All right. That's every chihuahua ever.
Have you met my dog? It's a chihuahua. They're freezing and terrified.
And they're all named Pepe.
Can't we just leave these dogs alone? That's terrible.
We don't need to make...
Did you see that...
I wonder what it cost
you. I just saw this. Did you see Christy reading on? One of those lions called 911 and said one of these poachers was gold.
It's a callback to the Uber Eats.
The Uber Eats. Very nice.
And then one of the lions said, okay, give me your hierarchy of legs.
Well, you got
tall guy legs.
Tall guy legs.
Oh, yeah.
Short guy legs.
Fat guy legs.
Fat guy legs are the best.
Fat guy legs are tasty. Omelette. Not even in the category.
Omelette. Omelette counts.
I forgot deviled eggs. I think those are my favorite. It might be number one for me.
I forgot Cadbury eggs.
I have to start over here. Wait a minute. Drum roll.
You can't do
boiled.
Hierarchy of eggs. Tom.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, number one.
Poached eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Boiled eggs. Eggs inside the basket with the bread around them already.
You mean the bookity bookity?
Or the gas house, it's called. And then scrambled eggs. Thank you very much.
Bird in a nest.
God, how did I not remember deviled
eggs? Well, the center egg is still a poached egg.
You take a piece of toast, you take a shot glass, middle of the
nobody asked. Out. But I'm just saying that type of egg inside is still a poached egg.
No, it's not. It's a fried egg.
You fry the egg and then put it in there?
No, you don't poach it. Put water in with the bread. What
well, this
nuts?
Is a game changer. That's what I thought this was.
Well, no wonder it tasted so awful.
It's like crap.
When we come back, we'll find out what's happening in the life of comedian Jordan Rock. This is the Bob and Tom Show.